Good morning and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlich here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and a Happy New Year to everyone. And it's a great day to be talking about the Lord and be talking about Jesus, and a great day to also be talking about the Blessed Mother Mary. Today is traditionally the feast day, the week after Christmas, which is the octave day of Christmas. The Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God. So Mary is, and the Church declares that, and in a very beautiful way. And we're going to read these scriptures, and kind of in a very special way, we will think about, not only think about our own mothers, but think about our families, think about our family relationships, and how we are not just all by ourselves, right? Just like Jesus is not just all by himself. Jesus has a mother. Jesus has a stepfather in Joseph. And he has us as his brothers and sisters. Also a concept that's hard for us to even imagine. As we become baptized and we're baptized into the body of Christ, as we participate in the church, we participate in the liturgy, we participate in the grace of the sacraments, receiving Holy Communion, baptism, confirmation, receiving the sacraments through marriage, through holy orders. And also, you know, for young people out there to think about too, you know, have you ever thought about becoming a priest, or have you ever thought about becoming a religious, or a nun, you know, becoming a woman religious? And so there's so many great ways to serve the Lord and to serve the church. And so we're going to read the readings from the Mass readings that are read all over the world on this beautiful feast day of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God. And our first reading comes from Numbers, the book of Numbers. And so some people, if you have a King James Version Bible, you may not have that. May not have that in there, but the book of Numbers. And so that is book of Numbers, chapter 6, 22 through 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and his sons and tell them, this is how you shall bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you kindly and give you peace. So shall they invoke the name upon the Israelites, and I will bless them." So beautiful blessings we hear from the Lord from the Old Testament, this Old Testament reading. And we're going to see how this kind of mirrors into the New Testament reading, this reading from Galatians, as well as our Gospel reading. So let's go right to Galatians, New Testament reading. This is our second reading from Galatians 4, 4 through 7. That's Galatians 4, 4 through 7. "Brothers and sisters, when the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to ransom those under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. As proof that you are sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, 'Abba, Father.' So you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then also an heir through God." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Beautiful reading there from Galatians 4, 4 through 7. We're going to see how these all fit together here, and we'll go over these each individual reading too. So our next reading is from the Gospel of Luke 2, 16 through 21. And this is the visit of the shepherds, so it's really quite beautiful. Luke 2, 16 through 21. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told to them about the child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told to them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, and given the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we've got some great gospel readings and readings from the Old and New Testament to go over here, and also have something else to write down too. A couple of things here, and then we'll touch back on these later in the show. If you'd like any information on the Catholic Church, you can go to the Diocese of Kalamazoo website, which is diokzoo.org. You can also, if you're interested in listening to more Catholic radio, things about the Catholic Church, you can go to holyfamilyradio.net. And that the station here in the Kalamazoo area is 91.5 FM, 89.7 FM in the Battle Creek area. And sometimes you can hear that good in like downtown Kalamazoo and eastern part of Kalamazoo as well. And then AM 1140 in Grand Rapids. And there is a new FM that is up and running. You can go to the website, holyfamilyradio.net, and there's a new FM in Grand Rapids as well. But my name is Deacon Louis Zemlich, and I'm typically at St. John Bosco Parish in Mattawan, St. Margaret Mary's in Marcellus, and St. Mary's in Pawpaw. And, you know, we had the bishop on last week, and hopefully the Epiphany's next weekend, and hopefully we're going to have him on next week too. So I invite you to listen in next week and listen to the Bishop of Kalamazoo, Bishop Paul Bradley, wonderful bishop, wonderful pastor and teacher, and just a wonderful leader for us in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. And I've got a couple of books that I want to talk about too. One is Tim Staples' Behold Your Mother, which he talks about the Marian doctrines, Tim Staples, and we'll read a little bit out of that a little bit later. But let's go right to the scripture reading. So this, the, you know, we see here in the book of Numbers, Moses, you know, God saying to Moses, you know, speak to your ancestors, right? Tell them everything that you know. And that's so important for us, you know, today. We don't talk to each other like we should so much, you know. Even as we go through the holiday season here, and now that, you know, Christmas is over, and today is New Year's Day, and many of us will make New Year's resolutions and things like that. But I think I find a simpler, easier way is to make a resolution every day. Every day you make this new resolution when you get up out of bed, and say, Lord, you know, help me to do your will. Lord, I rise to serve thee. And really try to think about that. You know, am I trying to live part of the spiritual life? You know, I know it's difficult. You know, the world drowns out the spiritual life, says that church isn't important, caring for your brothers and sisters is not important. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is important. It's unbelievably important. The world is starving for someone to talk to, for someone to listen. You know, it becomes this cognitive therapy, right? Many of you know I'm in recovery, and that's what, you know, going to meetings and even going to, you know, when we go to church, when we gather together for coffee or for meals with our immediate family or with our friends or our relatives, it's very important that the words we choose those words carefully, right? We think about them. We're responsible. We behave like Moses. This God tells Moses, talk to Aaron. and talk to your sons and your family and your relatives. And make sure that those words are the words of God. You have God working through you. And, you know, as the old saying goes, and I think it's quite fitting, you know, don't say anything, you know, if you're, as our mothers would always tell us, good mothers, and typically most mothers are very good mothers. There's always the situation or an instance where a mother is very sick and she and mother or fathers are sick, you know, and they have addiction or other problems or mental issues, and they fall short of what God really intends for them. But we must pray for them, right? And we must forgive. We must learn to forgive them as sick people, as you would any sick person, a person who had cancer or a broken leg or another infirmity. You would forgive them, see? And we have to remember to do that. People who are addicted to drugs and alcohol, they're not having any fun doing that. They're not having any fun being addicted to their addiction. They may seem like it. They may think like it. You know, even some of you may think that you had too much last night, right, on New Year's. But we have to constantly be making this assessment of ourselves. Am I doing the will of God? Am I living the life that I want to live? Am I living the life that God wants me to live? But going back to that old saying with mothers, right? And our mothers would always say, you know, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything at all. That's very important. That's very fitting. And it would be a different world. It would be a different world. It would be a kinder, softer, gentler world. You know, we often think to ourselves, you know, what is God doing? Why isn't God doing something about this? Well, why aren't you doing something about this? You know, it's your turn. I like to say that. It's your turn. It's your turn to do something. God has done what he has done. God has entered into our space as a small baby, right? And so now we will have this 3 or 4 months before we prepare for Easter. This entire time lapse of Jesus' life in 4 months, this 33 years squeezed down into these 4 months that we look at every single year. And that's what we need to do. Go outside of this time and space. Go outside of this time and space and really think about our lives. You know, am I trying to do what Jesus has done, what God has done? And is it my turn now? God does his part. We need to do our part. I really think it's almost a 50-50 thing, you know, unless it's grace. You know, this grace is put upon us. You know, and I have received that great grace. In many ways, just doing this radio program is such a great grace. You know, a great grace that God gives me the strength to be able to do this. So let us think about that. Is it my turn? My turn to act. See? My turn to forgive. My turn to do the will of God. My turn to be like Moses. Okay, but let's look at this. Galatians in a very beautiful way. We think about, you know, when did Jesus come into the world? When did God come into the world? Because that's what we're talking about, the mother of God today. And some people can't handle that. They say, well, that's too much. I can't handle that. Well, if you can't handle saying that Mary's the mother of God, how can you handle Jesus? How can you handle God himself? See, because knowing who the mother of God is sometimes a nice beginning to get to know God, to get to know Jesus, to get to know God the Creator. See, so these stepping stones. And of course, the Spirit of God, that the power of the Holy Spirit that had come upon Mary, you know. And when did God come in? At conception. See? Not just at the cross, not just at the resurrection, not just when he was 12 years old in the temple, but when the Holy Spirit overshadowed Mary, overshadowed the Blessed Mother Mary, that's when God came into the world. See? So we think about that, contemplate on that, which is 9 months ago. See? 9 months ago. So the whole year is full of contemplation, contemplating the birth of Christ from 9 months ago. See? That's why we celebrate all these feast days that we celebrate all year long. So we have this conception that this overshadowing of the Holy Spirit over Mary. Galatians talked about born of a woman when the fullness of time had come. And that fullness of time is certainly upon us this very day, this very moment. So we have this power of the Holy Spirit that Galatians talks about, that Jesus is born under the law. So and now the law is not just written down, but it's written on our hearts. See? It's written on our hearts. We know through the power of the Holy Spirit. We all get that feeling. I get that feeling too. You know, something I should do. You know, like I was at Myers the other day. Holy Spirit's telling me, you know, take the cart for the lady. Help the lady. You know, to, you know, put the cart away. Do someone a favor. You know? And I fall down and I fail and I don't do it. Because I'm stubborn and I want to do what I want to do. See? Not good. Not good. So I ask God for another opportunity. And He will give me another opportunity. He will give me another opportunity. But those are missed opportunities to live the spiritual life. To live the spiritual life. And then in this beautiful gospel reading, you know, Jesus learns His prayer. The church teaches us from 19. And Mary kept all these things in her heart, kept all these things reflecting on them in her heart. From 2:19, from Luke chapter 2:19. Just that verse, the church tells us that Jesus learns his prayers, the formulations of the prayers, the Jewish prayers, from his mother. See? Like for many of us, we learn our prayers from our moms and our dads, right? So beautiful, this family. Familia, this family relationship that's going on. So beautiful. So we need to teach as fathers and mothers, we need to teach our children. See, and that's what these readings are all about. It's about this family. It's about this family. It's a beautiful thing. So, and then of course the last part here is this, the circumcision of Jesus, this submission to the law. But it is also a reflection for us today of baptism. You know, baptism. This new day that comes. And also this thing with angels, you know. We could talk about this last week, but you think about the angels. You know, and do we think about this? Do we, you know, pray and talk to our own guardian angels and to all the angels and saints, asking them to intercede for us, asking them for help? It's a reality. It's in Scripture. See? It's in Scripture. All the way back to, you know, the Annunciation, where Mary is told, you know, that she's going to have a child, and how should this be? The angel Gabriel makes this announcement to her. You know, and the angels all through. And then, of course, today, to the shepherds. Right? The shepherds make this announcement. And then the name of Jesus, which was given all the way back to the Annunciation. So just really beautiful stuff. So I'd like to read a couple of readings from, this is Tim Staples, his book, Behold Your Mother, which is, you can find these at the Catholic Information Center, the Newman's Bookshop, downtown Kalamazoo. Great place to pick up this book, and or they can order it for you if they're out or anything, but I would bet they will have a copy. But this is something about the Mother of God. You know, this Tim Staples is a convert to the church. He was raised Southern Baptist, and you know, just with his learning and he's come into the church. He's become Catholic, and he's also on Catholic Answers, a radio show that's on Catholic radio, as well as on the internet, so you can look him up too, Tim Staples. But this is the he talks about here what happens when the Theotokos, this God bearer, and in a certain sense when Mary is rejected. You know, we reject Mary, we reject Jesus in a certain way. See? And we need to think about that and contemplate on that and ask ourselves, you know, am I looking at everything that God has put in front of me? Everything that God has put in front of you and me, am I looking at? And really examining and taking this whole spiritual life, that it's about a family. Yes, it's about salvation. Yes, it's about Jesus. But it's also about our brothers and sisters. It's also about us helping one another. So it says here, the fathers of Vatican II Council tell us that Mary shines forth to the whole community of the elect, devoutly meditating on her and contemplating her in the light of the Word made man. The Church reverently penetrates more deeply into the great mystery of the Incarnation. Having entered deeply into the history of salvation, Mary in a way unites in her person and re-echoes the most important doctrines of the faith. Put simply, the truth about Mary is inextricably bound up with the truth about her divine Son. One of the great minds of recent memory, Father John Hardin, said it in this way: Christology is an unintelligible without knowing the role of Christ's mother. But the opposite is equally true. If we meditate more deeply into the great mysteries of the Incarnation, we will also come to know the Mother of God in a deeper way as well. So just some, you know, beautiful thoughts from Tim Staples and, of course, from the Church as well, that it is not just, we cannot just look at these things in just a one-dimensional way. You know, many people come to Christ through their parents, through their children even. You know, many times I hear people saying that they have discovered God through their children. And that has led them to Jesus. That has led them to the relationship with God. God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. See? Begotten, not made. Do we understand that? See, so these are very deep things. And when someone says that they have got it figured out, or they got Scripture figured out, or they know all this, know all that, no. That's silly. That's silliness. There's so much mystery. There's so much grace that is involved in this discovering Jesus, discovering God. And in a certain way, discovering the Mother of God, discovering Blessed Mother Mary. So I want to read this from, this is from Pope Francis's on the Love and the Family, Amoris Laetitia, which can also be found at the Catholic bookstore downtown, Newman's Bookshop. And also I want to mention again too, this is Deacon Louis Zemlick, and I'm with the Diocese of Kalamazoo, and you can go to the Diocese website, which is diokzoo.org, or holyfamilyradio.net to the other Catholic radio stations if you're listening, you want to listen to some more things about the Catholic Church. 91.5 in Kalamazoo, 89.7 FM in the Battle Creek area, and AM 1140 in the Grand Rapids area. So this is from Pope Francis on the Love and the Family. And this is very much what this is about. And, you know, we've just enjoyed the holidays, and hopefully they've been enjoyable for you, and we have this new year upon us now, and we think about what we're going to do and what's going to happen this next year. But take it a day at a time. Take this life a day at a time, a week at a time at the most, and just to contemplate your relationship with your family and your relationship with God, and at a time of forgiveness. Always keeping in mind forgiveness, how much freedom we gain through forgiveness. Even when someone doesn't believe exactly like we believe, or they go to another church and maybe they've fallen away from the Catholic Church, but they're still going to another church, pray for them and love them. Don't chastise them and be hard on them just because they think that they want to discover something or look at something different. Don't chastise them or be mean to them because of that, because of their curiosity. Sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we need to go out into the desert and find out how important the Eucharist is and how important Holy Communion is. Okay? Sometimes we need to do that. So here's something about being sons and daughters from Pope Francis. This is from chapter 5, page 121. First, let us think of our parents. Jesus told the Pharisees that abandoning one's parents is contrary to God's law. We do well to remember that each of us is a son or daughter. Even if one becomes an adult or an elderly person, even if one becomes a parent, if one occupies a position of responsibility, underneath all of this is still the identity of a child. We are all sons and daughters. And this always brings us back to the fact that we did not give ourselves life, but that we received it. The great gift of life is the first gift that we received. So let us think about that, my brothers and sisters, that we don't will ourselves into this world, that God brings us into this world, this great gift of the Holy Spirit. And so as we go forward, as we prepare for this new year, and we think about all the things that are going on in our communities, we pray for our football team, Western Michigan Broncos, we pray for them. We pray for their safety and, of course, their success. But either way, we continue to pray for one another. We pray for all of our brothers and sisters. And in a very special way, think about this forgiveness. Think about this love. Think about this mother's love. What a mother's love is always and really always about, which is this constantly forgiving, constantly thinking about what we say. And when we do say something, have it be of God. Have it be of God. Have it be the words that Jesus would say. Have it be the words that the angels and the saints would say. Because that's what we're called to. This type of peace, this type of love. May Almighty God bless all of you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and Happy New Year.